Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
At Volkoff Tire and Auto Service, we're proud to serve the Livingstone Valley area. We offer quality automotive maintenance and repairs at affordable prices. Our mechanics are the best in the industry, and our dedication to customer service shows. Once again, readers of the Livingstone Valley Chronicle have awarded us with the title of Best in the Valley. That's 5 years in a row. And to celebrate, we're offering 10% off all oil changes in July. To get this deal, you must schedule an appointment, either by phone or online. Appointments are filling up fast.
Number 71. What kind of business is being advertised? Number 72. Why is a business celebrating? Number 73. What do the listeners need to do to obtain a discount? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following podcast.
Today's episode of the Financial Parade podcast is about the possibilities and limitations of marketing on social media. How can businesses improve on their marketing efforts and do a better job of reaching their target audience? To help us answer this, we are joined by Magali Bertrand, Marketing Director at Blue Lane Consulting. Ms. Bertrand is a frequent guest on the show because she is good at taking complex business principles and breaking them down to offer clear, simple advice. But first, I'd like to discuss the results of my recent survey where you all shared your approaches to product placement.
Number 74. What is the podcast episode about? Number 75. What does the speaker say Ms. Bertrand is good at? Number 76. What will the speaker discuss next? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Next Wednesday, Arlington Landscaping will deliver the potted plants we ordered to brighten up the common areas in our office. Studies have shown that plants are great stress relievers and can increase workplace productivity. We think you'll find that this is a great improvement to our work environment. If you'd like a small plant for your desk, the company will cover the cost. To choose your plant, please check the catalogue in the staff room. It has photos and care instructions.
Number 77. What will be delivered next Wednesday? Number 78. What does the speaker say about productivity? Number 79. According to the speaker, what is available in the staff room? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
In local news, the abandoned shoe factory in the Central Business District is finally getting a makeover. The building has been empty for 3 years since the factory moved to its new, larger space south of town. After hearing many proposals, the town council voted last night to sell the building to developer Matthew Hughes, who will convert it into family housing. 10 modern, comfortable units with a parking garage underground. Up next, it looks like the rain is on the way out, giving way to blue skies this weekend. Samantha is here to tell us all about it.
Number 80. According to the speaker, what happened 3 years ago? Number 81. Who is Matthew Hughes? Number 82. What will the listeners hear about next? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we end this transportation agency meeting, I want to give you an update on the Springdale Bridge replacement project. The project is moving forward. However, we are more than 6 months past the scheduled completion date, but this is just one of our many projects. Now, this delay is frustrating to residents who are dealing with traffic congestion. Therefore, I strongly recommend that we hold a press conference to address specific concerns.
Number 83. What is the speaker discussing? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
"This is just one of our many projects"?
Number 85. What does the speaker suggest doing? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Attention, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the second day of our weekend workshop on leadership skills for entrepreneurs. During yesterday's session, we conducted a discussion about goal setting, and we did that together as a group. However, today I'll be matching you with a partner for a one-on-one discussion. So start thinking about any improvements you'd like to make to your communication skills, because that's what you'll be sharing with each other. And later this afternoon, we'll enjoy a prepared lunch, which has been generously donated to us by Blue Star Catering Company. We're grateful to them for their support.
Number 86. According to the speaker, what will be different about today's session? Number 87. What is the topic of today's session? Number 88. What does the speaker say about the lunch? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
This is Adisa from CarPro returning your call. In your message, you said your sedan seems sluggish and isn't accelerating well. There are a number of things that could be causing that, and prices vary with the repair. It could be as simple as a clogged oil filter, which is inexpensive to fix, but we'll have to take a look. Oh, by the way, we're closing early tomorrow, but we can get you in the day after. We'll open at 8 a.m.
Number 89. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 90. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"We'll have to take a look"?
Number 91. What does the speaker say about tomorrow? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks, everyone, for helping set up the showroom floor with the displays of the new bedroom and living room sets. They look great. Many of you have asked for time off next Wednesday to attend the town parade. I wasn't sure I could grant those requests, but after thinking about it, I realised that that day will probably not be a profitable day for us anyway. I'll post a new employee schedule. Oh, and one more quick announcement. I need all of you to put in an order for a new uniform. It's time we replace them.
Number 92. What type of business does the speaker most likely work at? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"That day will probably not be a profitable day for us anyway"?
Number 94. What does the speaker expect the listeners to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and map.
Hi, this is Emily calling from Speedy Services. I'm picking you up from the Central Train Station today. I see you selected a pickup location near the ticket windows, but there's heavy traffic on that street. Would it be possible to change your pickup location to right outside the station's Grand Concourse? It's the designated area for rideshare services. Please let me know if you agree with this change by responding to the prompt within the app. Thanks.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where does the speaker want to meet? Number 97. How can a change be confirmed? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following speech and conference schedule.
Good morning. My presentation will look closely at the nutritional benefits of eating fruit. Patients often wonder whether the amount of sugar in fruit makes fruit unhealthy, and some even consider limiting it in their diet. But it's more nuanced than that. Last year, I published a paper reporting on my research on eating the current recommended serving of fruit each day versus eating less of it for weight loss purposes. I'll spend the next 45 minutes going through the results, and then it'll be time for the coffee break. During the coffee break, feel free to wander to the dining room, where our sponsor has set up a booth to sample a new nutritional beverage.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Who is the speaker? Number 99. What did the speaker do last year? Number 100. According to the speaker, where can the listeners test a product?